If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Debbie Monterey. Major K-Squad detectives deployed overnight to Warren County.
This is Brad Choate in the KMOX newsroom. We're told 22 investigators are working a double homicide case at the request of Warren County Sheriff's deputies. They say two people were found shot dead near the intersection of South Strax Church Road and Highway M around 8:30 Monday night. Deputies put out a call for law enforcement to locate a white pickup truck. Investigators found that truck outside a Forestell truck stop around 3 in the morning. As squad cars pulled up, the man inside reportedly shot and killed himself.
The holiday travel period continues, but not without delays. FlightAware reporting a new total of 19 flight delays, zero flight cancellations at St. Louis Lambert International. 13 of those delays involve Southwest. If you have to head to the airport, you might want to check your flight status before leaving. How much needs to be slashed from the state budget to keep Missouri in the black? Auditor Scott Fitzpatrick has a specific number in mind, and it's not small.
We need to cut around $1.5 billion in the next budget in order to balance the budget.
KMOX also asked the auditor about Governor Kehoe's goal to completely eliminate the state income tax. Fitzpatrick says that while he likes the idea of lower taxes, he won't support a full repeal until someone shows him a math problem that adds up.
If a plan is presented that makes sense, that involves totally eliminating the income tax, I'd love to see it. You know, I'd love to be a supporter of it. But until I see what the details are, I can't tell you right now that I'd be 100% in favor of it or that I'd be against it.
Fitzpatrick warns that cutting the income tax without a way to replace that revenue would force drastic cuts to schools and roads. A lawsuit filed by the ACLU seeks to block Missouri's newly redrawn congressional district maps from taking effect before a ballot referendum is voted on.
KMOX legal analyst Brad Young says other lawsuits challenging the legality of the maps will come down to how one part of the Constitution is interpreted.
It specifically states that when it comes to redistricting, that it should be done, and I'm going to use quotes here, under the census of 1950 and each census thereafter.
Young says this could be interpreted to mean those are the only times you can update the electoral maps, or that you can at any time, and those are the only times you have to. The Missouri Attorney General and Secretary of State say they believe the new maps do take effect, at least until the signatures are verified. Filing for congressional races begins in February. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
The St. Charles County judge who made headlines for wearing an Elvis Presley costume in court is permanently stripped of his robe. The Missouri Supreme Court issuing a unanimous ruling Monday, removing Matthew Thornhill from the bench immediately. While the Elvis complaints started the investigation, the high court said the real issue was Thornhill openly discussing partisan politics during hearings, including telling people where his yard signs were located. Just how widespread is fentanyl use in Missouri schools? The Department of Public Safety hopes to find out through a new school wastewater testing pilot. Communications Director Mike O'Connell says testing began earlier this month at about a dozen schools across Missouri.
By doing weekly testing, you'll be able to track trends, and then the data are shared with the schools, and then the schools can look at what types of programs they want to implement, and some may decide that it's a bigger problem than they anticipated.
An economic development group working to grow new business in Missouri says 2025 has been a strong year.
Ellen Dillingham of Missouri Technology Corporation, which awards grants and loans to startup businesses, says this year they've invested $60 million in over 170 early-stage companies in Missouri. Those companies then raised $2.2 billion, with a B, in additional private capital, which is a condition of getting a grant or loan from the state. He says those investments have led to 8,000 new Missouri jobs.
They're all high-growth type tech companies that are in the ag space and the bio space. So there's several of them.
The MTC just received $33 million from the federal government to continue to award more small businesses. Dillingham says if they're able to use it all, the state could apply for another $33 million. The MTC was originally created by the Missouri General Assembly. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
From the business desk sponsored by Krentz Financial Group, KFGAdvisors.com, with the minimum wage in Missouri increasing to $15 an hour on January 1st, a coalition of business owners says the boost will will improve costly employee turnover, boost productivity, and improve customer service. Voters approved the wage hike with Proposition A in 2024. Business for a Fair Minimum Wage says it's unfortunate that Governor Kehoe overrode the will of the people by repealing mandatory sick leave along with the annual minimum wage cost of living adjustments that were set to resume in 2027. Other groups like the Missouri Chamber of Commerce, Missouri Grocers Association, and Missouri Restaurant Association sued to overturn the voter-approved measures, saying it would lead to higher costs for customers.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.